serial killer's main objective is to kill. It's a common misconception, perhaps true for some, maybe even the majority, he didn't know. Had never seen any research on the matter, and was not particularly interested in the answer. For him, it was more about the hunt. Finding the right target. Stalking the perfect prey. Killing was simply the final step. He likened it to preparing a nice meal. Discovering the perfect recipe. Gathering ingredients. Prepping. Cooking. All steps leading to the pièce de résistance. Afterward, cleanup. Not a fun task, but essential. Necessary. That's what killing was to him. The necessary cleanup after a big event. There was really no way around it. Like eating, killing was essential. Self-preservation. The hunt was the act that nourished him. Torture allowed him to feed the dark demon residing in his psyche, the one with a discriminating palate. Then came the kill, the cleanup. If the dishes were not washed, the pots and pans not scrubbed, the kitchen not cleaned, to keep with the cooking metaphor, it would only make it harder, even impossible, to continue to cook meals in the future. The man, the demon, would starve. He looked into the woman's sightless eyes. Her blonde hair, matted with red blood, cemented to her cheeks and plastered to the back of her head. She'd been fun. Her trusting nature was almost a turnoff at first, until something sparked in her eyes. The eyes were always the first tell. The devastating awareness of danger moved through her body in a series of nervous quakes, twitches, hands into fists, ready to strike. Gaze frantic, searching for an escape. The anxiety coursing through her fueled his adrenaline rush, making her an infinitely more intriguing conquest. Of course, there was no escape. He had already guarded against that. And she'd fought him every step of the way. Boy, had he enjoyed that. The sheer audacity she could get away, could prevent him from taking what he craved, sparked fury and frenzy and desire. A futile attempt on her part, but enough to get blood rushing into his ears and his groin, until she could no longer fight, until the anger and will to survive he had seen in her lively blue eyes, again, always in the eyes, dimmed. Then came the cleanup. Death. Her eyes stared at him. They were void of questions and fear and appeals. They were empty. They saw everything and nothing. He dumped her next to a tree bordering the 10th tee, taking out the trash. He smiled at his own wit, one last cooking metaphor perhaps, blew her a kiss, and walked away. There was work to be done. The next time would be different. He would have to deviate from his well-ordered pattern. His next kill would be unique. His next victim, a message. The woman who had turned his world upside down. Kendall Beck was going to regret the day she'd entered his life.